Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night. Happy Thursday morning to anyone where it's now Thursday morning. Happy everybody everywhere. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 2 hours. I get started here on CBS Sports Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And damn it, we've already had a fun show. A lot to talk about. This afternoon, the news breaks that Damian Lillard is going to the Bucks. The Bucks become even more dangerous. And oh, Damian Lillard doesn't play defense. Doesn't matter. If he's playing, if they're healthy, Bucks are going to be whooping ass, okay? Phoenix Suns involved in the trade as well. They get some depth. It's wild. Nurkic, Grayson Allen, Nasir Little. It's, man, they signed Yuta Watanabe. Nobody's talking about him. He just knocks down threes. Man. And then the Blazers, well, they got Jrue Holiday and Ayton. And Jrue Holiday ain't sticking around. At least Scoot Henderson can run a pick and roll with DeAndre Ayton. And so, yeah, we talked about Lillard going to the Bucks. We talked about Ronald Acuna Jr., who tonight becomes the first player in Major League Baseball history to go 40-70. He has 40 home runs, 41 home runs, and tonight he stole his 70th stolen base as the Braves beat the Cubs 6-5. Braves offense is nuts, folks. Everybody in that offense and just out there mashing. We talked about Mel Tucker. $95 million contract down the drain. This man fired, allegations of sexual harassment, having what he said was consensual phone sex with a woman who's a sexual assault survivor who spoke to his team. And I don't know. That man just threw his money away. I'm sure he's going to be and has fought the allegations, but now Michigan State just said, man, you're fired, so he's gone. And then last hour as well, we had a legend here on CBS Sports Radio. We were joined by Magic Johnson. He came through with Dr. Friedland, who's an expert in RSV. They told us about it. Magic explained why he is so much of an advocate of just health and healthcare causes. And then we talk some basketball. And then Magic Johnson said something that pretty much inspired tonight's top six list, which I'm going to share with you momentarily. And if you missed the full interview, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Now, how did Magic inspire the conversation? We've heard a few weeks ago Steph Curry say that he's the best point guard ever in the NBA. And in talking to Magic, I said, Magic, is Steph Curry even a point guard? Isn't he a shooting guard? And Magic just said, man, people have been asking me about this part for a long time now, all day. And Magic just said, hey, look at my numbers. Listen to what Magic said.
Well, the numbers have to just bear that out, JR. You know, does he have more than five championships? Does he have more than three league MVPs? Does he have more than three finals MVPs? Has more assists? I'm the all-time leader in assists in the playoffs. I'm also the all-time leader in triple doubles. I'm also second all-time in the playoffs in double doubles. I'm fourth in steals all-time in the playoffs. So you have to remember all those things. And so I think that, you know, I never say I'm the best at anything. I just let the numbers speak for it. And so I'm happy for Steph because Steph has changed the game of basketball with his shooting, also with his personality, too. He's an astute businessman as well and a good person.
Damn. That was so cool. Shep, man, when he said that, and for anyone who wants to see the video, if you want to see the video of that clip, it exists. It's on social media at JR Sport Brief. It's on Twitter. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook. Just at JR Sport Brief. And you can look at my face. Shep, when he started rolling off the accomplishments, I'm like, well, damn.
You know, JR, he doesn't need to even entertain the notion of who the best point guard of all time is. It's not a debate. By him really getting into the weeds of it and comparing and contrasting, he's dignifying it. He doesn't have to. He's Magic Johnson, and then there's everybody else. And no disrespect to Steph Curry. I know this is a sports analogy used too often, but it does really seem appropriate here. He can't hold Magic Johnson's jockstrap as a point guard.
Right. Let me tell you. Somehow, some way, and he's heard this. This has been conveyed. This message from Magic has been conveyed to Steph Curry, and Steph Curry, he knows it too. He can't say it out loud. You know, he can't as a competitor just go, oh yeah, I'm not with him. Steph Curry would hear that and go, yeah, it's true, but nobody's touching him when it comes down to shooting. The same way that nobody is touching Magic Johnson when it comes down to passing. And so, for tonight's top six list, with all the trades and the movement and the Lillard to Milwaukee and Magic on the show, tonight would be a small break. Especially, we're going to talk all football tomorrow. But tonight, I wanted to take a look at the top six floor generals in the NBA today. Why? Because I think so much goes into point guard just being at the position, being labeled a point guard. But not everybody who's at the point guard position, you know, everybody has a different role. Are you going out there to score? Are you getting people involved? Are you going out there and doing a combination of the two? And we certainly have plenty of players who go out there and do that. But I want to focus in on dudes who are actually running offenses. I want to really talk about dudes whose purpose in driving home, yeah, they score, everybody scores. They are the team. Like, they're getting people arranged. I used to love watching Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd, and most times in his prime, he wasn't a scorer. Jason Kidd might finish a game, and he might have a stat line of 8 points, 14 assists, and 12 rebounds, and I'd go, damn, that's amazing. He is a one-man team all by himself. And it's kind of crazy in the way the league is set up right now, so much scoring. There ain't too much of that. If you go ahead and look at the NBA, the junior NBA's education piece on what a point guard is, the point guard runs the offense and usually is the team's best dribbler and passer. The point guard defends the opponent's point guard and tries to steal the ball. That's what they try to teach kids. We know that, hell, yeah, the point guard, it ain't typically just the smallest dude, but yeah, the point guard is running the offense, and sometimes he's big as hell. So without further ado, it's time for a new top six list. I'm going to share with you the top six floor generals in the NBA today. Who the hell is running the team? Who's getting other people involved? who is setting up the offense and who does it the best. Where's the funky music?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio as we take a look at the best floor generals in the NBA today. Not to be confused with someone's position or what they're called or what they do. Who the hell is slinging a rock? Who's making their teammates better? Who is leading to points? Who the hell is doing all of this? Well, it's a top six list like I do every Wednesday night. And so let's start things off with this number, of course.
Number six.
This man is old. No, he's not that old guy. This is another old guy. This is the small old guy. He's going to be throwing passes to Steph Curry. He's going to be throwing passes to Klay Thompson. And hopefully, for their sake, he actually fits in with the team. His name is Chris Paul. Yes, I got Chris Paul here at number six on the list. He is 38 years old, now a member of the Golden State Warriors. He is slowing down. He's not the same dude that he was early in his career. He's missed games. But now he's going to be tasked with, I don't know, maybe somewhere down the line, coming off the bench, not doing as much work. But Chris Paul is probably the last dude, one of the few guys you consider in the NBA right now, who was just a quote-unquote pure point guard. Chris Paul gets the ball and probes and probes and looks some more. His mid-range jumper is absolutely wet, but the man is looking to dribble the ball and get people in a position to score. And even at his old age, now he's going to have a chance to do it with Steph Curry. I just hope he's healthy enough to do it. Chris Paul, when he was a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder, he talked about how he views the game and what he tries to do and his dedication to studying it. Listen to Chris Paul.
Experience is the best teacher, the best tool, but watching film is studying. So even when we're not at the gym, when games come on and I'm at home at night, this is my way of studying and learning people's tendencies and what plays teams like to run.
Yeah, he knows everything. He also knows how to be a pain in everybody's ass. And let's see if Chris Paul will work out with the Golden State Warriors. I got him number six on my list, still at 38. One of the top floor generals in the NBA today. What's the next number?
Number five.
You just heard Chris Paul, who's 38 years old, talk about experience. We're going to talk about a guy who is only 23 years old. He was a first-time All-Star last season. He's already been traded. He's a member of the Indiana Pacers. He finished his season just, unfortunately, not healthy. It's Tyrese Haliburton, 23 years old, picked 12th in 2020, already traded to the Indiana Pacers. And last season, if he played enough damn games, he would have finished at the top. We don't know where he would have finished, but he would have finished at the top. When it comes down to assists, finished last season as an All-Star, 20 points per game, 10.4 assists. This man can get into the paint. His jump passes are ridiculous into the corner and all over the places. And then if he has to shoot the three, he can, 40%. So you have to respect his shot, which also allows him to go ahead and move into the lane and dish the rock. More people are finding out about Tyrese Haliburton, and he's expected to help take the Indiana Pacers to another level. Someone else on a higher level than Tyrese Haliburton who respects him and what he's done is this man named, I don't know, LeBron James. The Pacers took on the Lakers last season. Tyrese Haliburton got busy, and LeBron gave him credit.
You tip your hat off to Indiana. They kept fighting. They kept pushing. Haliburton is a really, really dynamic point guard. Really good. Very cerebral out there. And You know, they took the game from us, so you give them credit.
Got to give them credit. 23 years old. If you haven't seen Tyrese Halliburton play yet, you're going to be seeing a whole lot of him moving into the future. I have him at number 5. What's the next number talking about floor generals in the NBA?
Number 4.
Man, this guy's good with the basketball. He's so good that he does too much. He's so good that, damn it, he even got help now and he still does too much. He doesn't know what to do when he doesn't have the ball. At number 4, it's Trae Young. Yeah, I got Trae Young on the list, I do. And it's unfortunate because, yeah, I know the Hawks, they ain't the best team in the NBA. You got to share the court with DeJounte Murray. The two of them haven't seemingly found their stride yet. But this much I know. Despite having a poor season where he shot only 42% from the field and 33% from deep, poor numbers for Trae Young, this man knows how to run a squad. If only he could find out how to be more efficient when he doesn't have the ball in his hands. That's the next step in the evolution for Trae Young. Because game to game, season to season, Trae Young is going to get you 25, 26, 27, 28, almost 30 points, and almost 10 assists. Pick and roll, pick and pop. He can probe into the lane. He can look like he's dishing out a pass, or he can look like he's knocking in a floater. He is amazing with the ball, especially if you see him in person. It'd be nice if he learned what to do when he doesn't have the ball. Trae Young talked on his own podcast about his approach as a guard and wanting to get his teammates involved.
That's always been a thing for me every year, is like I'm trying to lead the league in assists. There's always that guy, whether it's CP or James, that are just like getting crazy numbers. Tyrese Halliburton was going for a second this year and just getting like 15, 16 assists every game. And but I'm not necessarily just trying to chase that, but I know if I do, it's getting my teammates involved, exactly. Just making everybody else around me get paid. Like that's important to me. So that's really the main thing for me, is really just try to get my teammates involved and try to lead the league in assists every year. And because I know that's going to make my teammates happier.
Yeah, learn how to play off the ball, though. He doesn't get the credit, but he is a very, very good point guard. Do something when you don't have the ball, though, bro. Anyway, Trae Young, I got him at number 4. One of the best floor generals passers in the NBA today. Hey, what's the next number?
Number 3.
Oh, man, where do I even start here? Ugh. It's LeBron James. I'm sorry, it's LeBron. LeBron James is going to... Shep, this man going to be 39 already?
Man, time flies.
I hope he plays enough games. I mean... Oof. Yeah, LeBron, what am I supposed to say? This is the same LeBron James who, yeah, by the way, early in his career, he was ridiculed for overpassing. He makes the right play. He's not aggressive. He's not Kobe. He's not Jordan. Why is he passing to Lee Nalon? Hey, Shep, they had that play together, right?
Who hasn't he played with?
Wait, who, LeBron or Lee Nalon?
Both. Lee Nalon with the amount of teams and LeBron with the amount of years.
Yeah, Nalon. Where's he at right now?
Probably, I don't know. Probably with Tyrone Nesby?
Philippines, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, Nalon. Yeah, he played everywhere.
But he hasn't been relevant for a long time. You know that.
Oh, yeah, he did. He played for the Cavaliers in 2004.
Yeah, Smiltsuki lefty guy. I remember him.
Oh, yeah, Lee. He was good, man. I like Nalon. Anyway. LeBron James would pass the ball to him, and people would be like, why you do that? LeBron James made a lot of passes. People would be like, why you do that? But LeBron James is going to play for so damn long, he's going to be just the top of the list of almost just about everything. And, yeah, he still is at 6'9". He's one of the best passers and smartest players in the league, if you haven't figured that out by now. And if you haven't, I spoke to Magic Johnson today. Magic Johnson spoke a while ago about LeBron. Listen,
there's nobody at that height and size that can move that fast and also go through contact and still score. We've never seen it before.
Right.
right? And still make his teammates better.
Right.
Right? So he's leading in so many different ways. He can score. He can defend. He can rebound. He can assist. We've never seen that at a guy that size and that fast and that strong.
Right.
But also, we forget, he's the smartest dude.
Right.
There's nobody at that height and size.
Hey, Chef, who was that? Was that Shannon Sharpe in the background there?
Yeah, it's glad that's Club Shesha right there.
Yeah, it sounds like him. Yeah. He's like, yeah, right. I know he loves LeBron. He loves him.
Loves Magic, too.
Yeah, he loves Lakers stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, he must have been watching in the 80s just like everybody else. LeBron James, number 3 on my list. I just hope he plays. Top 6 floor generals in the NBA today. He'd be higher up if he played. Anyway, what's the next number?
Number 2.
Man, this guy hasn't turned 25 years old yet. Oh, damn it. Wow. Luka Doncic is still only 24 years old. That's the guy. Luka Doncic is number 2 on my list of floor generals. He is still only 24 years old. The man plays like he's been in the league forever. He just needs to cut down on the beer, but you didn't hear that from me. He likes to drink, but you didn't hear that from me. But he did look slim over the summer. And if he's healthy, man, yes, he is the, if not the best point guard in the league when it comes to, I'd say, passing, especially given his size and his ability to distribute. He, like Trae Young, is still trying to find that balance between taking a shot and passing. But when he moves the ball, of which he does, 8, 9, 10 assists per game, he is a genius. He is like an orchestra leader. The passes that he makes, they are absolutely ridiculous. Paul George, Tyrese Halliburton, who's on the list already, they talked about how special he is as a passer, just moving the ball around on Paul George's podcast. Listen.
Luka sees shit that's just like, bro, how? When he do the shoot and then pass behind, that is the coldest shit to me.
He do that pass against us on the baseline when he was trapped and he jumped and he whipped it.
Yeah.
The ball, it like bent.
Oh, that was against him?
And I was behind him.
Yeah. So you had the perfect angle.
He threw it and he turned around and looked at me. I said, nah, that was special. I said, yo, you are special. That was crazy.
Luka Doncic is an X-Men playing basketball. Giant human being moving at, I don't want to say slow motion, but moving at his own pace, his own speed. It's like he has the ball on a yo-yo and he can make a new trick. So Luka Doncic is a beast. I have him number 2 here on my list. Top floor generals in the NBA today. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. I'm going to tell you about the man, the best passer, the best ball distributor in the league, number 1 on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Magic Johnson joined us last hour talking about point guards, NBA, training camp, media day, only days away. And so I wanted to take the chance and the opportunity to look at some of the best floor generals in the NBA today. Not just guys who are labeled at the point guard position, but some of the best players who distribute the ball, get their teammates involved, arrange and set up the offense, and aren't just out there just jacking up shots. And some of them are. Well, Trae Young is, but he is the whole team, which is unfortunate. But anyway, let me give you a quick recap before I give you numero uno. At number six, even at 38 years old, I gave you Chris Paul. At number five, I gave you Tyrese Halliburton. At number four, I gave you Trae Young. At number three, I gave you LeBron James. And at number two, I gave you Luka Doncic. This man is amazing with the ball in his hands. He came out of the womb. And a good part of it is because he played ball overseas in Europe as a professional against grown men before he came to the NBA. And so Luka Doncic got him number two on the list. And so if I have to think about the NBA right now as it stands, moving into the 2023 to 2024 season, who is the best dude running a team, distributing the ball, getting his teammates involved, running the offense? Well, let's not waste any more time. What number is it?
Number one.
His name is Nikola Jokic. It's simple. Giant center who looks like he should be changing light bulbs is busting the ass of everybody in the NBA. We saw what he did in the playoffs. We saw what he did in the finals. Just the first center to win MVP. Yeah, he's a center because he's big. First center to win MVP since Shaq in 2000. This dude is putting up Wilt and Bill Russell numbers in the postseason. He's like, hey, I got 30 and 20 for you. He makes no sense. And it's just a day job for him. I'm pretty sure he's lamenting the fact that he has to come back to America to work and bust the American asses in the NBA. If you don't recall anything about the playoffs or the finals, if you did not watch Nikola Jokic, Mikal Bridges, formerly of the Suns, now of the Brooklyn Nets, one of the best defenders in the league, and kudos to him, also one of the most durable players in the NBA. He talked about Jokic, and he said that, yes, when he came into the NBA, he was basically a little shy. Didn't want to go to the basket, wanted to just pass, 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 and pass. And then he learned he should just score, 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 and score. And that would also help him to pass, 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 pass. This is Mikal Bridges on Nikola Jokic on the pivot. Listen.
I think the biggest thing is really Jokic because, you know, when I was in Phoenix and we swept them and it was just Jokic, a lot of our game plan was like, let Jokic score because, you know, he wants to pass. You know what I'm saying? That was at a time in his life where, like, he really, like, might take up an open shot for, like, a corner three. So we're just, like, show and just make him shoot because he doesn't – he's like the guy you want to have your team – because he's such a great team player. He just doesn't feel right scoring every time, or he wants everybody to feel involved. But now he's like, you know what? That. If you're going to play me one-on-one, I will score this bitch every single time, and I ain't going to miss because I get around the rim, I might shoot 14 for 16. So that dynamic right there of him like, okay, like you want me to go score? I'm going to score every time. You really can't guard him. Like, it's just he's crafty as hell, and if you overhelp, he's going to dime.
He's a fun player to watch. He's not jumping out of the gym. He's just fun to watch because every moment, it's his brain. He's fun to watch because you have no idea what he is going to do, how he's going to do it. He looks like he should be changing light bulbs, playing volleyball, water polo, but the man is playing basketball and he is destroying some of the most athletic human beings on planet Earth. He's in that category. Nikola Jokic is an athlete in a totally different way. Top six floor generals in the NBA. Let me give you a rundown again. At number six, I gave you Chris Paul. At number five, I gave you Tyrese Halliburton. At number four, I gave you Trae Young. At number three, I gave you LeBron James. At number two, I gave you Luka. At number one, I gave you Nikola Jokic. I'm not just thinking about where somebody slots in. Who are the best passers? Who are the best dudes running offenses in the NBA this upcoming season? The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Call me up with your thoughts. You know, I think there's a few guys that'll be you know, moving on into this category. What about LaMelo Ball? I think sooner than later. I think he already is one of the best passers in the league, coming off of that broken ankle. I think by the time the season is up, you know, he would definitely have been someone on this list. And, I mean, the guy who led the league in assists, James Harden didn't make it. I'm going to explain why. I will explain why on the other side of the break. I'm going to get to your calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We will hear from Shep as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
My man, JR, this is kind of like a dream, man. I've listened to you every night for 2 years. It's the first time I've called. I love your show, man. You keep it so real, and I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. In honor of our conversation with Magic Johnson, we talked about some of the best passers, best floor generals, facilitators in the NBA today. Guys who just run the team from top to bottom, get everybody set up, get them where they need to be. So go ahead and put points out there on the board. If you missed the full list, the full explanations, etc., you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Give you a quick recap here. At number 6, I gave you Chris Paul. At number 5, I gave you Tyrese Halliburton. At number 4, I gave you Trae Young. Number 3, I gave you LeBron. And number 2, Luka Doncic. Number 1, Nikola Jokic. Yeah, the man that just won a championship, said he didn't want to go to a parade, loved the parade, and has just been chilling in Serbia ever since. 855-212-4CBS. Quite a few guys not on the list. How about this dude? He led the league in assists last year. His name is James Harden. He is naturally one of the best passers in the NBA. We typically know him as a scorer. I think he still thinks he is one, even though he led the league in assists. And I couldn't put him on the list. Because James Harden, we could talk about him just making guys better, but he's also a quitter. He's also interested in so many other things besides playing basketball, things that detract from basketball, like going out to the club, not being with his teammates, going to a strip club. Nothing wrong with any of those things, but not when you got a job to do. Doc Rivers, someone who is no longer the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, in part because of James Harden. Now we get to listen to Doc Rivers try to speak through his hurt voice like I am on ESPN. Doc Rivers, a couple weeks ago, more than a month now, he was on Bill Simmons' podcast, and he talked about how difficult it is coaching James Harden. Listen.
It was challenging, more because we were fighting two things, and not like visually fighting, is that James is so good at playing one way, and the way that I believe you have to play to win in some ways is different because it's a lot of giving up the ball, moving the ball, coming back to the ball. I would have loved to have had him younger when that was easier for him because giving up the ball and getting back the ball is hard. Like, it's physical, yeah. It's exhausting. So it'd been interesting if I had him younger where he could have done that more, you know, coming off of dribble handoffs, going down the hill. You know, he didn't finish as well as he finished because he's older.
Damn, Doc. I mean, if Doc Rivers is Chef, he's going to be on ESPN, right? ABC? ESPN?
Shouldn't be, but yes.
Oh, ouch. Well, listen, man. If he will be eviscerating, and he's not. I know he's not. But if he's going to eviscerate players like that, sign me up. Talk crap about him. Sign me up. I'll be here for it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Glenn is here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hey, man.
I love your list. I got to rep the Canadian boys, so I'm going to go either Jamal Murray or Shea Gilgeous-Alexander because I just think they're great point guards and part of one of the best, or if not close to one of the best international backcourt. So, you know, I think one of those two or both of them.
Yeah, I think, like you said, everything that you mentioned, or the two names, happens to be because they are they're Canadian. So I appreciate you mentioning them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you. Thanks.
Yeah, you have a great night, man.
You as well. Yeah, they ain't falling in the category. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, to his credit, one of the best scorers in the NBA, one of the best dudes driving to the basket and getting there when he feels like it. I would say his teammate, Giddy, is more of the point guard for the squad. And then when it comes to Jamal Murray, yes, he's at the position, but I ain't talking about the position. The guy who's running the team, running the offense, is Jokic. 855-212-4CBS. Nick is here from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How about the point forward Draymond Green?
Yeah, absolutely. I just don't have him on the top six. We know he's one of the best passers in the league. He's certainly one of the best forwards passing the ball in the league, if you want to even call him a big man. Yeah, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. He is more of the point guard for the team than Steph Curry. And so it's going to be interesting to see how they decide to fit Chris Paul into that mix. That's going to be an interesting question moving forward into the season.
Yeah, it's going to be weird, too.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. And thank you, Nick, for calling from Ohio. Another interesting element of this, Chris Paul, this is the final year of his contract. There is no guarantee that Chris Paul is going to be sticking around. And the Golden State Warriors are actually in a good space. If they don't like him, if they don't want him, if he's not a fit, they can move him. It's really that simple. They can get him the hell up on out of there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Talking about the best floor generals in the NBA today. Mark is here from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, JR? I was going to go Steph, but then I was thinking a little deeper, and I was like, last year, and he's definitely up and coming, but I saw Tyrese Haliburton 5 or 6 games with 15-plus assists. I mean, this dude is – and obviously Indiana is going to take a step up with, you know, my boy Toppin going over there, but – I was actually thinking a little bit deeper. I was like, dude, Luka is, in my opinion, the best in the league at getting it done. And, I mean, Brunson left, went to the Knicks, had success, right? You think that, hey, Brunson just leaving would make him a little different, and he just continued. So I'm going to see how it pans out with Kyrie. I don't think it's going to really turn out very well with Kyrie, but, hey, who knows? But what about Dame now? Because, listen, he's now going to Milwaukee. That pick and roll is going to be unstoppable. Like, who the hell is going to, like, guard that?
Yeah. No, great point. Now, everybody's life becomes a little bit easier out with the Milwaukee Bucks, without a shadow of a doubt. 855-212-4CBS. Tim is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tim?
What's going on, JR? You sounding better than you did yesterday, my man.
Well, thank you. You must have missed me in like the first hour of the show where I coughed myself to death. But go ahead.
Yeah, hey, you talking about, you know, earlier we were talking about Ricky Henderson. When he broke the record and he stole second and he pulled the bag up and held it above his head, one of the greatest moments in sports history.
Yeah, it's. I think a lot of people remember that image just right in front of their heads. Absolutely
iconic.
So
iconic.
Do you know? Does anybody? Do you know where he's at or what he's doing?
No. And I would love. And that was one of the things I wanted to say. Get one of those segments where you do. Where are they now?
All time, huh?
Follow Ricky Henderson.
What happened?
Find him. Get him on the show, man.
First of all, I would like to thank God for giving me that opportunity.
Oh, well, I want to thank the Hoss family. After he broke it.
The Oakland organization, the city of Oakland, and all y'all beautiful fans for supporting me. First of all, I would like to thank my mom, my family, friend, and loved one for their support. And the late Billy Martin. Billy Martin was a great manager. He was a great friend to me. I love you, Billy. I wish he was here. He's still in. But today, I'm the greatest of all time. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Tim, more than iconic, and now we don't know where the hell he's at.
Hey, that's awesome, though.
You want me to do a segment, Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
All right, so who would you want me to start with besides this guy? What am I supposed to do, investigative journalism?
Hey, you got peeps out there, man. Hey,
man, that costs money. I call it money. Yeah.
And let me tell you one more thing, man. I'm 100% disabled vet. So your show means the world to me. Your show, it really does. I mean, I listen to your show every night, and it means the world to me.
Well, listen, man, it means the world to me that you even take the time to listen. So I appreciate you because you got options and you got choices, okay?
Yes. I appreciate that, JR.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you for your service.
You got to talk to Magic Johnson tonight, man.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What an honor.
Yeah, he's cool. Cool guy.
I mean, in absolute, I mean, you got to talk to Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I talk to people for a living, Tim. I do.
I know, but I mean, this is Magic Johnson.
Well, I've talked to Kobe and Pele and
I know you talked to Kobe. You know, and envy is one of those seven deadly sins. I envy you on some of the stuff you do.
Nah, no need to envy me, man. We doing this together, Tim, okay?
It's great. JR,
well, thank you
so much for everything you do.
Well, thank you for your service. Shout out to my man Tim from Alabama.
Thank you.
You call me back anytime. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, everybody, for your service.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.